listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger. Get ready for an action-packed hour of open wheel talk from a busy weekend in racing. If you're listening live or on the podcast, I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to interact with the show, feel free to do so by email, radio@tjslideways.com, our Twitter account, @TJSlideways, or on our Facebook fan page for TJSlideways.com. Currently, the guest lineup includes Steve Buckwalter. Buckwalter gained the sweep with the All-Star Circuit of Champions and ARDC Midgets at Williams Grove Friday. We didn't have Buckwalter on that long ago, but when you do something like that, we have to bring you on again. Also, Rich Vlack from the Patriot Sprint Series. He's going to come in to talk about their season opener at the Black Rock Speedway on Saturday and what we can expect out of the Patriot Series for 2011. So on tonight's show, once again, appearing on the Rocket Headers Hotline, it's going to be Steve Buckwalter and Rich Vlack. And just as we're getting ready to come on the air, we have some breaking news out of the USAC National Sprint Car Series. Rumored all afternoon, but officially announced just before 5 o'clock that Darren Clayton is going to take over the Hoffman Racing number 69 this weekend at Lincoln Park Speedway. So Darren Clayton, the modern day cowboy, getting a ride in the Hoffman 69 car. And some big news there. Jerry Coons Jr. and the Hoffman's parting way. A press release issued approximately at 4:30. A very classy press release indeed with the Hoffman's and Coons parting ways. We're going to see if we can get a hold of somebody involved in that situation to be on the show before we leave out the hour. So big break again for Darren Clayton. Clayton has driven for the Hoffmans before, and this is not exactly a unfamiliar territory for them. And he's driven twice before, and he won at Gas City in 2007 for the Hoffmans. So it'll be interesting to see how Darren, he hasn't been in the seat all year, but he's the perfect fit for Putnamville. That's where they're going on Saturday. And they have struggled over the past year and a half, the Hoffmans and Jerry Coons Jr. And this puts Coons in a very interesting situation right now. He doesn't have a full-time midget ride. He's been driving the Wendy's midget on dirt. And then now he doesn't have a full-time sprint car ride. And you wonder if this change would have been made had the pavement not been in, or still been in the equation. Would you have gone with a Darren Clayton? They probably wouldn't have, but it's difficult to say. I mean, it definitely changed the game. And this is the kind of break that someone like Clayton needed. And it'll be interesting to see if they get going a little bit better at Putnamville. So that's the breaking news. Now it's down to get into our normal.
The latest dirt.
All the normal latest news here in the open wheel world. Sammy Swindell taking home the World of Outlaws feature victory last Saturday at the Tri-State Speedway. We're still racing tonight at the Salina High Banks in Oklahoma. And already having a few updates trickling in, so we're going to try to keep you up to date during the show, leading right into the race time there. Actually, they're an hour behind us, so just before race time, you'll be able to tune out of us and tune over, if you're listening live, to Dirt Vision to hear that. And the most heartwarming story of the weekend, though, was Danny Smith. About a year ago, he was severely injured, of course, in that horrific crash over at Attica Raceway Park, where he slammed into the turn four fence last weekend. Smith going to Attica, winning the A main event over Jason Myers, who had went in for a tune-up at Attica with the Fremont Attica Sprint title. And what a win for Smith, though, to top some of the top-notch teams that had come in there for a tune-up, including Myers and all the regulars there at Attica, pulling out the victory and then doubling up with a victory over at KC Raceway in the first Midwest All-Star event of the season. And, of course, Brian Sabito won the fast feature Saturday at Fremont. But Smith, the big story all weekend. Most read story by Sunday on TJSlideways.com. That's pretty cool that something like that was the, you know, not the Outlaws, not the typical fair, was the most read story. And, of course, we just talked about Steve Buckwalter winning the All-Star feature Friday at Williams Grove Speedway and the ARDC midget car feature in the same night. And if you're going to pull something off like that, of course, we're going to have you on. And USAC had a little bit of an improvement over the weekend. They actually got a show in Friday. Hunter Schoenberg led every lap and won at Gas City. Lawrenceburg Kokomo both fell to the weather gods. Of course, Matt Westfall pulling off the win in the first Hewitt Challenge event over at Eldora Speedway. The road to the Hewitt Challenge that will be held over at the Waynesfield Motorsports Park. So Matt Westfall picking up that victory. And an interesting note, the USAC Rocky Mountain Sprint Cars, they got snowed out at Rocky Mountain Raceways in Salt Lake City, Utah. They're going to make that show up this week. So, well, it wasn't a high-press item, but they are going to make that show up this week. So, if for some reason you're listening to this show in Nevada, you'll have sprint car racing this week. So, that's what we have.
The latest dirt.
And before we segment into the next part of the program, I want to talk about our adventures this past weekend. Myself, I went to Spartan Speedway, Mudclod Bob on Friday night for a great little sprint car program. 19 cars showing up for the opener, and Tommy Fidua taking the victory for Mudclod. Went north to Crystal Motor Speedway to see Dustin Daggett win another Sprints on Dirt A-Main, the season opener there at Crystal Motor Speedway. So that's what we took in. We'll talk about that a little later in the program, but we're getting ready to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to get Steve Buckwalter on the line. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
And our first guest tonight driving over to the Zemco shop to pick up some stuff. But over the weekend, he had quite an accomplishment, sweeping both midget and sprint car features on Friday night at Williams Grove Speedway. Good to have Steve Buckwalter back with us. First thing I have to say, obviously, is congratulations. That's a pretty unbelievable feat you pulled off on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of crazy. The sprint car was running real good. You know, that was the first thing I figured we'd be able to do it. I just had to, you know, stay up top until the rubber got down and made sure I got down before somebody passed me. But, no, everything went well. And then, you know, we went out in the midget feature and started 15th, which I thought that was going to be kind of tough because of there was a lot of fast cars that dropped out the prior week, which, you know, put him up front. And I don't know, I think it was like lap three, I was sitting sixth. I couldn't believe it. I just got a really good start. And, you know, we took the lead, I think, with like 10 to go.
Now, when you have a situation like that where you're trying to find the rubber with the sprint car, were you getting nervous when you're approaching lap traffic and stuff? Because quite often you don't want to be the first to head into those slower cars.
Yeah, it just, I mean, yeah, you gotta, once the rubber lays down, you gotta be in it, and, you know, you don't really know unless you get down there, but when you're leaving, you're up top, you don't want to leave the top either, so I just kept looking over, you know, looking out the left side of the car, and trying to see behind you pretty much, and then, you know, once you see somebody getting close, you better get down right away, or you know, you ain't winning the race.
Do you think that having some more qualifying shows this year helped you in this type program with the All-Stars coming in? You've had some more chances to qualify than versus the years where there were more handicap shows?
Yeah, I guess the owners and drivers, everybody was complaining about the handicap system. So what they did, they didn't want to, they wanted to kind of stick with it because it does put on good racing. I mean, the fast guy starting in the back usually seems to be better. But what they started doing was they pretty much made like 50% of the races time trial. And then the, you know, the other 50% would be handicapped. So they kind of leveled it out more, and it seems to work. I mean, you know, they have a time trial show, they usually get about 35, 40 cars. You know, handicapped shows, you're down, I'd say, between 26 to 30. So it just seems like the time trials are the way to go.
And did you, you know, with the running the sprint car and the midget, how helpful is that when you get there on both cars in one night, when you go from one to the other? Do you feel it gives you an advantage as far as knowing spots on the racetrack and such?
Yeah, I mean, the sprint car, it's two different animals. I mean, it did help me with the midget feature. We burnt the tires off of it, the sprint car. I mean, we had probably like 6-8 inches of cord showing the whole way around the tire. So, you know, I was getting in the midget there, they you know, seen the tire was so bad, they could change it, go with a little harder one. So that definitely helped, but, I mean, they're just two totally different cars. You get them both set up pretty good. They're kind of the same to drive, but just the suspension is set up so much different.
And, you know, that's quite an accomplishment. A, you don't get to run both cars on the same night very often, but to win both of those, how does that compare to your Indiana midget win, week win? Does you consider that like 1 and 1A, or can you even pick a favorite at this point?
Well, yeah, I mean, that Indiana win was definitely probably the highlight of my career, but I'm going to go out there and try to win that whole thing this year. We were second in points there last year going into Kokomo, and then we had the motor let loose, but I got the motor up at Ott's now. He's getting it tuned in, and I got another block. We're going to try to assemble another one. And, hopefully I can get the parts and stuff gathered up so we can get two out there, and, you know, we're going to try to win the points.
Now, how many more sprint car races are you going to be doing this year as far as the wing stuff in Pennsylvania? Does this win on Friday change your plans, or are you pretty much sticking to the plan we talked about earlier in the year?
Yeah, we're going to probably pretty much stick to it. I mean, my car owner gave me basically one rebuild during the season, so we have two motors, and I could get one of them rebuilt once. So it's going to put me around 50 races. I'm going to try to stick with the schedule as much as I can. Once I get running good, I mean, if we win a couple more races here, shit, I'm about to rebuild, you know? So,
yeah, I was just going
to
say.
I'm still trying to run the wheels off of it.
Yeah, it sounds good. And like I said, you're running right now, and overall in the Central Pennsylvania Point Series as well, you're fifth in that, so you're in the money there too, so you could be potentially walking away with some point money from the midget and the sprint car this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if that's what her goal was and that's what we were trying to do, there'd be a possibility. But the point, I don't pay too much attention to them. I mean, you know, you get out in the lead and then you start getting, you know, you get high expectations. And next thing you know, you have a couple bad nights and you're back at fifth and you put all that effort out for nothing. So we just try to go out there and win. You know, that's the whole reason we do it. It ain't really so much money or, you know, the points or anything like that. We just want to win.
And that's why I like talking to Steve Buckwalter. Just likes going out there and winning. So where are you heading to this week?
This week we got Williams Grove Friday night with the sprint car, and then Saturday we're going to run Port Royal with the midget. The weather ain't looking too good, so if we rain out Friday there at Williams Grove, we're going to take both cars over to Port.
Oh, cool. So I know fans don't hope for rain out, but and we don't want to hope for that either, but it could be another chance for a double. potentially for Steve Buckwalter, Walter. Well, Steve, I'm sure you have some people to thank to help make Friday night possible.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, just a lot of guys. I mean, all my buddies show up, and, you know, I got Art helps me with them engines, keep them tuned in, and we got the, you know, the VRP shocks and stuff, and we just built that car. It was a Maxim. It was a new one, and we were on J&J, switched over to the Maxims, and it was just a lot better. I mean, it just keeps my driving style, and we're fast with them.
And now one more question. When you do the double like that, how much crew do you share between the sprint car and the midget, and how stressful is it for your crew guys running both cars?
Well, that's the funny thing. Like, I got the same crew for both cars. So I pretty much put one guy, the guy that travels with me, Eddie, he goes out west with me all the time. We pretty much put him in charge of the midget and try to give him a couple guys. And then a friend of mine, Jerry Stinson, he's been helping one on a sprint car, so I put him on a sprint car and give him a couple guys. And next thing you know, they're all intermixing into each pits, but we seem to make do.
Well, it seemed to work on Friday night. Steve, congratulations on an incredible feat. Look forward to seeing you out here on Midget Week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, that's Steve Buckwalter, and I'll tell you, there on the fun guys to talk to in this sport, he's about a 9 or a 10, and he races like it, obviously, too. Now, like I said, you don't want to hope for a rainout Friday night, but Port Royal fans, if you get rain on Friday, you could see Buckwalter go for his second double in a row at the port on Saturday. So a great way to kick off the show, and we're going to take another commercial break. But race fans, before we go, don't forget, on the same network you're listening to us here, racesontheweb.com, don't forget to tune in to Race Talk from 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Also, you can listen on 1470 a.m. in the Flint area. Some great local Race Talk there, one of our proud affiliate shows here on racesontheweb.com. We'll take a quick break and come back. We're going to see if we can dig up someone talk to us about the Hoffman deal. Also, Rich Fleck from the Patriot Sprint Tour. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Keeping the show moving right along, my next guest is the voice of the Patriot Sprint Tour, going out on their own again this year with a big schedule that opens up Saturday night at the Black Rock Speedway. Good to have Rich Vleck, Mr. Hot Wings himself, joining us on the line. Rich, how are things in New York this evening?
Rainy, like they've been for the last month. Cold, you know, it's just been brutal. But weather looks good for Saturday, so that is definitely a positive right now.
And you guys have a big show to open up the season, Spring Nationals over at the Black Rock Speedway, kind of ushering a new era in for the Patriot Sprint Tour.
Yeah, you know, that's, it's a good symbolic race for that. You know, at the end of last year, and even as the season was going along, ASCS and, you know, myself, like Emhoff at the Patriots, decided it was best to go our separate ways. We're still friendly with them, work together on some things, but there just wasn't a need to necessarily be under their banner. So the Patriot Sprint Tour was, you know, reformed or renamed. And really, it's the same thing. You can still call it Patriots, still call it the Patriot Sprints, or go the whole way with it. And one of the things that it enabled us to do was have some more challenge races and go to some certain racetracks. You know, for the first time since 2006, we are having a URC ESS Patriot Challenge event at Black Rock. So, you know, that was something that was big in 03 through 06 at Black Rock with the Bully Hill Nationals. And it's great to have all three sanctioning bodies back for that event. So, yeah, I think it's a big symbolic thing of where we're headed for 2011.
Yeah, and having all three of those series, how many more times this year will all three series compete against each other?
We will also compete at Rolling Wheels for a two-night deal in the middle of July. That's a Friday-Saturday program, and I believe that is it. Might be another one, but it's not announced yet.
So July 22nd and 23rd, make sure to head down there, and that should be a good show, too. Another thing you guys are partaking as far as co-sanctioning, I call it taking the Canadian Nationals on the road. You guys are going to compete with the ASCS Sprints on Dirt and the in non-point fashion at the South Buckster Raceway with the Oshwegan regulars, and then also the ESS will participate in one half of that, June 24th and 25th, and also on August 19th and August 20th. I think this is a really neat deal, A, to help promote racing in Ontario, but also, like I said, it's like taking the Nationals on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing for South Buxton, because I know they're big sprint car fans, big sprint car promoters, and just haven't been rewarded for it. So, you know, for us with the Patriots, it's a little bit of a drive, but I think we talked to enough of the teams that would be, you know, running our full point tour. And look, we love going to Oshwegan on Friday night, and it's only about an hour and 45 minutes back to Buxton. So really it's that hour and 45 that you would have to drive home Saturday night that is the real issue there. You know, we've done Oshwegan Merrittville weekends before. So it's basically the same idea with another hour and a half built in. At that point, it's not that big of a problem for us, and there's a lot of good money put up there. There's a good point fund. There's good races, you know, 3,000 and 2,000 to win on those shows. So we're excited about going out there to a new track for the first time and getting our feet wet, not to mention, like you said, challenging the other sanctioning bodies. SOS also on board with it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Also, your schedule is elongated quite a bit. Your September is very busy, and you end the season on October the 15th, so you're stretching the schedule out a bit as well.
Yes, I think for the third year now, we're going to be part of the Fall Sprint Nationals, or the Fall Nationals, let me say, at the Brockville Speedway, and that's a big event for them. They run a Super Dirt modified race. They run all of the Super Dirt series, the Sportsman, the 358s, and the Pro Stocks as well, and then they throw a sprint car race in there, and they've had us run it. It's our king of one of our mini regions, the King of the St. Lawrence series, and the weather's always a little tenuous up there north of Thousand Islands. We did a show there in 05, I want to say, and the temperature was somewhere in the 30s or 40s, but hey, there's two good times to go out and race. One of them is this weekend, which is a reason why we're doing the big show here at Black Rock. Everybody wants to get out and get going. And the other good time is at the end of the year because it's that one last chance to maybe pick up a win or, hey, just shake the car down.
Exactly. And you had mentioned earlier with going out on your own, you're going to be able to visit some different racetracks you weren't able to go to before. Where else will the Patriot Tour be making some visits to that maybe haven't seen the Patriots in recent years?
I think you're leading me right to July 3rd at Williams Grove. We're going to co-sanction an event with URC on June 3rd at Williams Grove, and that was a real exciting announcement for us a few months back. We knew we were going to have a challenge race with URC at Black Rock, and wanted them to run an event down in Pennsylvania. Williams Grove was the obvious option, and a lot of things came together for that. Guys from URC and sponsorships came around to make the race, affordable for guys to go down there and get the tires that they need and everything like that. So we've got a very busy month of May, 7 races here in 4 weeks, and then the following week, that Friday night, about 10 or 12 of our teams are going to go down, and a lot of them go to Williams Grove for the first time. So that's a nice branch out for us. It's not an event where you have to go there to win the championship or anything. So if a team, based out of Buffalo or something, doesn't want to make the 6-7 hour drive, they don't have to. But we've talked to a lot of people that said, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to go to Williams Grove and not be penalized handicap-wise like it would be with URC or with the 410s.
And also, it's now your only appearance in central Pennsylvania. I see you guys are going to be at Clinton County as well.
That's right. Vern Watson, who I don't know how much you know about him, but Vern has been running a sprint car. Last year was his first full season, finished in sixth with us in the points standings. He used to own Woodhull and then took over the reins at Clinton County. It's a fairground racetrack, but he takes care of all the operations there. And we went down last year and challenged the 410s. They've got, a tighter bullring racetrack where the 410s and 360s can be pretty even. And we're going to do that again this year on that late July weekend, Clinton County on the Friday night, and then about an hour and a half, 2 hours up the road to the little tiny paperclip high bank bullring of Woodhull. And, going against the 410s is something 360 guys probably don't like to do a whole lot, but those are two tracks where, especially when the track is not super slick, the 360s are better. And I know that sounds backwards, but the way the short corners and the long straightaways are on those paperclip tracks, it almost seemed like the 410 guys got better as the track wore off. So it brought the guys together. We've got bonuses for the 360s on those shows. And both Clinton County and Woodhull last year had their best crowds. Clinton County had their best crowd ever on the Friday night, and Woodhull had their best crowd of the season. So we were really excited to go down there and put on two good shows.
And you also are making some other Ontario stops. You've got Brockville stops early in the year, and you're also going back to Merrittville. I tell fans, if you've never been to, some of the Ontario tracks, Cornwall, Merrittville, all those places, the fan reaction when you go to Ontario for sprint car racing is truly remarkable.
It is. It's fantastic. And, we wish we could go over more. And I know a lot of guys, it gets tedious with border crossings, and the whole deal, but Oshkosh, obviously a great facility. We're looking forward to South Buxton. Merrittville is a first-class facility, and then you mentioned Brockville and Cornwall on the other side of Lake Ontario. A whole new slew of drivers that we get to see only a couple times a year up there, but those are two tight little tracks, no larger than a quarter of a mile, and boy, people just flock out to see the one or two sprint car races a year that we have up there.
And another thing you guys do is you go into places primarily as a sprint car special. You don't go into that many tracks that run sprint cars on a regular basis. You guys are a big deal. And you're going, but you go into a few places like Canandaigua and Cayuga County and stuff that have just stellar, well-renowned modified programs. How are the sprint cars received when you go to those big modified tracks?
You know, it's really good, and the thing that they're starting to do, I don't know if they're doing it in Cayuga County this year, but I know Canandaigua did it last year with a heap of success, and they brought it back this year, is that they keep the modifieds on the card. And I think that is so important, because there's a contingent of modified fans out there that will not, that will take the opportunity to skip a week if the modifieds aren't there. And, you know, we end up having the same size card, or crowd that maybe the modified crowd has, but we don't gain a whole lot. Well, you put the two together, and even though it's $3 or $4 more, I think the big race fan is really into seeing the best of both worlds. That's the way it was promoted last year. It worked out pretty well. And I think that's real important to allow us to showcase what the sprint cars bring to that modified group that, you know, is into a different form of racing.
And now moving on to the drivers, Rich, that we'll see this year at the Patriot Sprint Tour. Well, what drivers can we expect returning, and are there any new faces we're expecting to run the tour this year?
Yeah, we are expecting some new faces. Our rookie battle could be 3-4 deep. I know Steve Collins, a former crew member for Tom Tabor, well, they've reversed roles now. Steve is a doctor down in the Genesee Valley area and just got a car together and told Tom Tabor, former Patriot owner and operator, and actually 8 years ago to the date won the first ever Patriot Sprint Tour event at State Line Speedway. So today is our 8-year birthday, I guess you could say. But Tom is going to be wrenching on that car, so they should be real quick. They've got some other guys that are going to run, you know, 75% of the schedule that should factor into that rookie battle. As for the championship battle, it's a lot of the guys top four in points last year, or actually four out of the top five. Brian Holland, hey, anytime he hits the racetrack, it's quick. Four championships over his career. The last 3 years, he has won the championship, and every one of those 3 years, he has been the champion over Jared Zimbardi, who's been second the last four seasons. Jared and Tim Kelly, who was third, they are going completely loaded for bear to try to chase down Brian Holland. And I think they've got a real opportunity to do it. You know, Brian's got some other things going on. He's getting married later in the year, so I don't know what is going to change with him as the season wears along. But Jared Zimbardi's ready to go, like I said, Tim Kelly. Of course, Don Adamczak, one of the mainstays on our tour. And then, you know, you've got those veteran guys, Dave Wickham and Gary Troutman, that have been around with us since the beginning, that'll be following the tour. Dylan Swernick, our defending rookie of the year, who really started to show some stuff at the end of the season, runs on a real low budget, but is a very talented teenage driver, and you know, does it on his own. We're looking forward to probably see him pick up his first win at some point this season. So obviously that's just, you know, a dozen guys or so that'll be following the whole tour. But you know, we roll into a place like Canandaigua next Saturday night, and it's standalone event. We're expecting at least 30 cars to be there, because there's so many people in the area that, you know, can make it a season if they just run the races around our area. We've got 30 races on the schedule, but, you know, there's so many people that'll run 15 shows and call it a year.
Yeah, and that's one of the neat things about the New York scene, is you'll see guys duck in and out and stuff, and depending on whether they're in Canada or Pennsylvania or which side of New York you're on, the variety changes. Rich, if people want more information on the Sprint Patriot Sprint Tour, where can they find it?
Pretty simple, patriotsprinttour.com. And, of course, like anybody else, you know, we've got the Facebook and the Twitter pages going. It's facebook.com/patriotsprinttour, or you can go to twitter.com/patriotsprints and follow, you know, on a night basis if you're trying to see who won this Saturday or any one of our Saturday shows. Go ahead and check us out on Twitter, and I'll be tweeting. How about that?
That'll be awesome, because I'll be wandering around Eldora Speedway trying to find signal so I can keep up on the Patriot race while I'm watching the Outlaws on Saturday.
So. I do understand that. Yeah.
That'll be perfect.
That's a good consolation prize.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be consolation if I can find my cell phone working there. So, well, Rich, thanks for taking time out. Look forward to working with you again this year.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, TJ. Thanks.
All right. Rich Black from the Patriot Sprint Tour, and it's always great to have Rich on. He has some great insight into the New York racing scene, not just in the sprint cars, but in the modified tour. Always has an interesting take on everything, and love having him on the show. We're going to take another commercial break, but before we come back, race fans, don't forget about the must-see racing series coming up on May 15th at Winchester Speedway, the fastest cars in the world on the high banks of Winchester Speedway. Also, a fan contest going on right now on mustseeracing.com, so you'll want to get over there and check it out. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. Don't forget, fans, that we have our Facebook fan page and Twitter page, and I'd like to thank John Evers for being the latest person to like us on Facebook. Welcome on board. And also, Andy Keebler, thank you for following us on Twitter, our latest Facebook fans and Twitter followers for TJSlideways.com. And we've really kicked up the social media thing a little bit. Our Twitter and Facebook is a little bit different than everybody else's. We put up content. Once in a while, we'll throw up links to the website, but we primarily focus on putting stuff that's kind of exclusive. You won't see duplicates too often on our Twitter and our Facebook. Maybe just maybe talking about the show or who's going to be on briefly, but we don't just link to press releases. It's not the TJ bot. We actually go out and we work hard at producing some original content. Like on our Facebook page, we do our Way Back Wednesday feature that you see on the website quite often. We'll actually put a different photograph, completely unrelated, just a single picture. We have a lot of one-off stuff that we can't really do a whole story around, so we put that stuff on Facebook. And other Facebook, where my Twitter is pretty much just, it's now 100% racing related, but it's whatever happens to be on my mind at the moment at the racetrack and whatnot. We also kind of tweet information and photos and stuff while we're at the track and little tidbits of information and stuff that you won't read in the columns or anywhere actually on the website. It's all kind of unique stuff to each place. Once in a while, we try to cross over a link, something you might find interesting, and get the week going. But and we also like to interact with our people, too. We answer you back on on Twitter, and we answer you back on Facebook. So don't feel free to always talk to us on there. We always try to answer everyone back and with their requests and their questions on the wall and stuff. So it's always good to have people participating in that. And they've really grown over the past month or so, too. It's really starting to show starting to show that we're putting some effort into it and working on it a little bit better. Tried calling our contact over at Hoffman Auto Racing, just getting voicemail at this point. So unfortunately, nothing yet. Hopefully before the end of the show, we'll be able to get someone on from the Hoffmans to talk about the big news, Jerry Coons Jr. parting ways with Hoffman Auto Racing. And, of course, the World of Outlaws also getting ready to crank up tonight at Salina, Oklahoma, and the high banks there. It'll be interesting to see. Apparently a big crowd already rolling in. Dirt Vision Audio is already set to go. So in a few minutes, when you're done listening to us, you can switch over if you're listening live. 27 cars checked in tonight over for the World of Outlaws program in Oklahoma. Pretty good car count for middle of the week and not exactly 410 country. So things winding up there. So we're going to take one more break. We'll wrap up the show when we come back. Find out what we learned this evening and maybe talk about the Hoffman situation if we can get someone on the line. If not, we'll talk about our past weekend of going to the races. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. If you're listening to the podcast, we do this show live to the podcast, and it is live. It's basically live radio, essentially. And no, we can get a hold of anyone at Hoffman's. Lots of voicemail. Sure, nobody's calling them right now to find out anything. So, unfortunately, probably not going to be able to get them on the air before the end of the show. We'll try to get somebody on, though, next week. Now, this past weekend, Mudcloud Bob and I had a homestand for once. So we're hitting the road again this week. We're going to go to the World Outlaw Show at Eldora.
weather permitting. But a home game this week went to Spartan Speedway for the debut this year of the Spartan Sprint Cars. 19 cars showing up with, I talked to at least five other guys that have cars ready to go and are going to be out by week two. And really neat thing to see. And there's a lot of excitement around that deal. And there's not many non-winged weekly pavement sprint car programs in the country, unless you live in Utah or something, you might find one. But yeah, it's a pretty neat deal. And everything went really well on opening night. I would have never guessed I'd see more passes for the lead than Gas City did in their feature for these expert cards. I wouldn't have taken that bet at the time. But Chris Hettinger led most of that feature. He took the lead and through turns 3 and 4, just got hung up behind some lap traffic. What's ironic, he made a nifty little 3-wide move through traffic to, while he was in the lead, to open up some a sizable advantage. And had it gone green from that point, nobody was going to catch him. But a caution came out, bunched up the field. He built up a little bit of a lead again. And towards the end, Taylor Ferns and Tommy Fedewa ended up reeling him in, and then Tommy making the nifty move to get around Ferns and Hettinger when they got boxed in lap traffic to take the win. Now, Mudclawed Bob went up to Crystal Motor Speedway on Saturday for the Sprints on Dirt opener, and kind of an unusual night. The track, it was their opening night there at Crystal, and that track always has a little different attitude about it the first week, and it didn't lay rubber, and it wasn't exactly super wet. It just got kind of hard slick, and I think that threw some of the teams off. They're used to having either a lot of moisture or a lot of grip from the rubber there, and they didn't really have either. And the heat races were pretty memorable. I think Roger Williams, the announcer at Spartan Speedway, joked they were presented by Extends because they were the longest sprint car heats he had ever seen. And unfortunately, some incidents through the heats, no B main, and the feature event went off, and Dustin Daggett won again. From all accounts over there, it sounds like if the late caution hadn't come out, Dustin was going to have a hard time catching the old man, Mike Daggett, looking pretty racy, finished second. So you got Daggett's 1-2 in the points. It'll be kind of interesting to see how this all shakes out with weather and stuff, to see how long Mike Daggett can stay in the top five in points until they go to a race he doesn't run. So, like I mentioned, this week we're going to head out to Eldora Speedway for the World of Outlaws this week. Our little bit of everything tour continues. I don't think we're going to make it Friday night. We're going to be down there Saturday, but I think we both have commitments on Friday. We're going to try to make it down, but no promises on Friday. But that's our destination if the weather holds. I'm thinking Butler Motor Speedway probably is plan 1B, Fremont 1C at this point in the year. That would probably be, you know, we have to get to both of those places too. So depending on if the weather happens, we could end up at any of those places. I'm not sure if Fremont has sprint cars off the top of my head this week, but we will check to see if they do. But in the meantime, I know that Butler does, and we've been trying to get out there. So you could see us at Butler potentially too. And so a couple of different options there. And late model is actually at Fremont, so that probably will not be on plan 1B. So it's probably Eldora Butler at this point in the program for next week. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in on the Open Wheel Spectacular. We'll be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, or if you're listening on the podcast, just keep an eye on your iTunes subscription or on the website. You'll be able to listen on demand or download. Have a great week of racing. We'll be looking at the weather. Hopefully, it'll be dry enough that we can all go see some racing this weekend, and we'll see you again right here next week. Thank you and good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideway Specular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.